Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Order up the numbers game. It is time for us to order up.
Order up.
We continue our numbers game as we order up the greatest number 17s to ever wear the number. That is baseball, football, hockey, basketball, NASCAR. If you wore the number 17, you are eligible. But who will it be? From 5 to 1, who are your greatest number 17s, D?
Yeah, I had a tough time with this, not going to lie. So for me, I'm going to start off with some nostalgia, guys. So first is just Phillip Rivers. 63,000 passing yards, 8-time Pro Bowler, 425 touchdowns. I was surprised he didn't have more accolades, but he doesn't. He never led the league in passing. He never led the league in touchdowns. No MVPs or anything like that. He was on a nice offense for a bit. He played most of his career with the Chargers, so Phil Rivers. Number four, another nostalgic guy for me is Todd Helton. He was first baseman for the Colorado Rockies for his whole career, actually. 5-time All-Star, 3-time Gold Glover, one batting title, career 316 hitter in Coors Field. I mean, I remember when Todd Helton was the quarterback of the Tennessee Volunteers. That's some wild shit. Number three, I'm going with the first baseman of the New York Mets, and that's Keith Hernandez. Sneaky good, 2 World Series titles, 1 with the Cardinals, MVP, 11-time Gold Glover. Keith was a pretty stellar baseball player, and now he does commentary for the Mets. Number two, I'd make him number one, but I'm going to make him number two, is Shohei Ohtani. He's got 4 MVPs, Rookie of the Year, 2 World Series championships, and the motherfucker bats and pitches. Unbelievable. And number one, he's probably going to be your number one, is John Havlicek. 13-time All-Star, 8 NBA championships, 11 times All-NBA, Finals MVP, 75th anniversary team. Take a drink. And that's my list. What do you got, Z?
Molly B's offers unforgettable artisan crafted cookies. Molly B's Gourmet Cookies brings creative, unique cookies straight to your pantry. No cookie shop required. With bold, unforgettable flavors, they're the ultimate treat for any occasion. Enjoy an exclusive discount when you use my promo code DANDZ, and you could be using that at mollybz.com.
I mean, good choices. You really can't go wrong with any of them. I was surprised you didn't go with Ohtani at one. I am surprised you didn't go with Ohtani.
It was hard. I wanted to, but I mean, Havlicek's got 8 NBA championships. I mean, 11-time All-NBA team. I mean, I couldn't. I don't.
That's fair. That is fair. I mean, if we're really going to kick it old school, we got to think about a guy like Dizzy Dean. So Dizzy Dean also wore 17. And, 1934, he was, a stud, but I'm gonna leave him up. I didn't see him play. Frankly, I didn't see him play. even though so I'm going to give him an honorable mention. 115.83, 302 ERA, almost 2,000 innings pitched, 1,163 strikeouts, one-time MVP, four-time All-Star, and won the 34 World Series. So, impressive. Impressive. But for me, I'm going to go with a few more modern players. And I'm going to start with Todd Helton. What can I say that you haven't already said? Four-time Silver Slugger, three-time Gold Glover, five-time All-Star. He won the batting title. Was he helped by Coors Field? Probably. Who wasn't helped by Coors Field? But once he left Coors Field, he was remarkably consistent. So whatever Coors Field did, it wasn't as noticeable as some other players. Career 316 hitter, 369 homers, 1,406 ribbies. Yeah, Todd Helton was really, really friggin'
good. Fine baseball player.
Excellent baseball player. And a pretty darn good quarterback in college. Yeah, kept that pesky Manning kid on the sidelines. Wouldn't let him steal his job. Son of a bitch. Number four, I got to go with Mex. Same as you. Keith Hernandez, MVP, 1979, 11-time Gold Glover, 2-time World Series winner, 2-time Silver Slugger, a batting title. Surprisingly, only one batting title with how good of a hitter Keith Hernandez was. Like, he was excellent with bat control. Not much on power, right? He only hit 162 homers, but he could put the ball exactly where you want it, and excellent. Five-time All-Star and a really good color commentator. He really brings...
He
brings the salt.
I enjoy him, and I like Darling too.
Yeah, they're a good blend. Cohen keeps the ship moving forward.
Yeah.
Ronnie's your nuts and bolts guy. And
I enjoy it.
Keith is true.
After all these years, they always seem to come up with something new that I haven't heard. They tell some kind of story or what they're thinking. I enjoy him.
Only thing I can live without on that broadcast is Steve Gelb's doing the hot dog review when they're on the road.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing I care for that. Yeah, Gelb's is fine, but... just stop eating hot dogs. Like, and don't eat gas. Don't eat vending machine food that you don't know. Dude, are you trying to get sick? Like, what the hell? Gelbs, we gotta talk here. Why are we doing stupid human tricks? But let's try this back to Keith Hernandez. He's gonna be in the Hall of Fame eventually. It's a matter of time. Him, Don Mattingly. It's a matter of time. Everybody who's in the Hall of Very Good, who's very close, is probably going to get the nod eventually. Maybe not this go around, but in a few years, I can see it. I can see him. I can see Mattingly. It's a numbers game. Clearly, it's a numbers game. Number three, I got to go with Kevin De Bruyne. So currently on Napoli, but was on Manchester City. He's played for Wolfsburg. He played 1 year at Chelsea. He's on the Belgian national team. Excellent player. And an assist machine. An excellent, excellent passer. And he was the primary midfielder on the Man City team that won the treble. He was the primary facilitator. It was either him or Silky Ilkay Gundogan. But Kevin De Bruyne has a nose for the football, and he knows how to get it to his teammates. Only 115 career goals, but that's a lot in soccer. Remember that. That's a lot in soccer. But Kevin De Bruyne is an absolute stud and deserves to be on this list. Number two... I got to go with Ohtani. I got to go with Ohtani. What can I say about Shohei Ohtani that you haven't already said again? He pitches. He hits. He does card tricks. And He avoids prison for gambling. But, like, this guy, and just imagine, he did lose time. He did lose time because of surgery, right? He could be even better than he is. Stateside, career 280 hitter, already 287 career homers, 686 career ribbies. Not great in terms of the ribby department, but prolific. That's
what happened when you bat first?
That is also true. But for him, he's always in scoring position. Lots of solo homers. Four-time MVP, five-time All-Star, four-time Silver Slugger, Rookie of the Year, two-time World Series champion, and an NLCS MVP, and a partridge in a pear tree. Yeah. Shohei Ohtani's really, really good at baseball. And number one, it's Hondo. It's Hondo. Come on now. I tried. I really did. But it's freaking Hondo, man. What am I supposed to say? Hall of Famer, 13-time All-Star, 8-time NBA champ, all-rookie team, finals MVP, 8-time all-defensive team. Come on. Come on. He's freaking Hondo. That is it, and that is all. Those are our 17s. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X @FadeRouteDNZ and let us know who your greatest 17 is. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the greatest number 18s of all time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.